This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are rolling now?
We are rolling.
Is the theme song playing?
It is now.
Okay, so okay. So the answer was no.
And can you hear it? Because you do have headphones.
I'm only holding them.
I can hear
them. But sometimes I can hear them. Like,
can you hear the theme song?
Okay, so I just put the headphones up to my
as
ear.
It ended,
was the theme song
and I
playing?
Heard just a faint, like, so I think you might need to play the theme song again.
Play it again, please.
Quiet.
Play it again, please, and make it louder.
I'm going to put the cans on just to see, like, levels.
Okay. Yeah, that'll actually be good to have somebody we respect.
So they made us feel, can you hear me?
So low, though.
Okay.
Haze is very low.
Yeah.
Haze is a little low in the cans.
Because the theme song's playing. It's kind of mixing with the theme song.
Because of the theme song being so loud?
Did you turn the theme song up? Because he said it was quiet?
I can't hear myself at all in the cans. I'm getting nothing.
Okay.
Can you hear yourself now?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
He said, can you hear yourself? But he was talking.
But what Casey's saying is not like, can you hear yourself in the headphones? He's saying like, can you hear yourself?
Saying I sound like an asshole?
Can I be honest? I think he thinks that's what the Verizon guy used to say.
Mm. Can you hear yourself?
Can you hear yourself now?
The guy that then went on to work for Sprint?
Yeah.
So I got a big zero. In my cans.
Yeah.
And I'm also noticing nobody else is wearing cans.
Well, yeah. So this is sort of HeadGum's policy. They said they're like taking podcasts back from the left or something, but they just don't. They're like.
Well, that explains the big woke with a red line through it.
Yeah.
Outside that, the messaging here.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the cans off.
Oh, it's
the
like.
The cans are actively making this harder.
Yeah. No, they find. Headphones to be like feminine and infantilizing or something.
Yeah.
The language was confusing to me, but basically we were like, can we have headphones? And they were like, I guess you could, but we were made to feel a lot of shame around.
Well, and the passive aggressive move clearly from them is to give you headphones, but make them sound like abject dog shit.
Yeah.
They always sound bad, and they do put them out now and they go, we have your headphones here. Like, if you need that.
Wow. The woke sign is, the O is a red circle with a line
like a
through
no,
it.
Like,
and inside
don't.
The symbol is Scott Aukerman.
Yeah.
Who I
yeah,
guess to
yeah.
them.
That's like the symbol of
wokeness.
Like the progressive. Yeah.
I will say the graphic design is great. Like it's
done. Gorgeous.
It's well done.
It's a great sign. A craftsman was involved. Like there's no one's criticizing the work that went into the sign. I think the message to me is like, it's confusing because I don't think of Scott as that.
Scott Wokerman?
I just don't think of him that.
I don't even, not that he's not. Like,
but I wasn't in studio when he came. He did the show recently, and I wasn't in studio, so maybe he did some like very woke stuff. Like, do you remember anything?
Yeah, as I'm looking back, it's like, no.
I want.
What did he do?
I want to bring Clea in because it's the first time we've never met you before.
We've never done this.
Yeah,
first time in studio.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping is. That just sort of had something to do with
that
all
was
of
the
it.
Problem.
Yeah.
Yes. I think some intention setting would actually be amazing for this.
I am so happy that you're saying this, Hayes, because I was like, you know, when Kevin emailed me, I was like, my first thought was absolutely not. Like, I'm not putting myself back in that situation because it hurt, you know, and I felt like Sean and I, you and I kind of got to a better place towards the end, but then you like never called, you never wrote.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I was like, oh, so maybe I imagine, I don't know. But so then I just thought like, you know, maybe we can do it differently. And maybe in person, you know, like being in each other's space, we'll be able to like,
right,
just be, you know, just be people.
Right. And so you were just not going to show up at all, even though like you do have a financial responsibility for the way this has played out so far.
Mm-hmm.
You are like 100% legally responsible for everything that has been flushed. I'll say it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Into the open sewer of this project.
But
now, is there going to be a flush sound? Because I can't hear it.
I mean, it's all I hear when I'm going to sleep. Well,
that would be, to me, that is the next level of podcasting. And it actually applies to what we're here to talk about. And I think, Hayes, you're being very fair. You're being very kind. What Clea has done is worse than how you're characterizing it. And yet, the industry is at a crossroads.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a moment of upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just our project that was flushed. And it's not just Clea who's a bad actor in this situation. We have all kinds of things that have been frozen, thrown away, sidelined, production shut down. Like, right. You know, there's striking, there's demands, there's all these things happening. And like, this movie that we weren't going to be able to make,
mm-hmm.
forget whose fault it was. Maybe it was never a movie. What I think is, so Love and Santa. Love Jason, Santa. Are you familiar with the Love and Santa property?
Of course. You know, as someone who's been listening to this show every episode since you guys, honest to God, were talking about reality shows.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Since you guys were talking about reality shows, yeah. I've been listening to you break it down.
That. You didn't just find out about that before the record? Okay, because you speak about it.
The way you talk about it is like he was there. Mm-hmm. About you guys, about what you do, I need your thoughts. I have a podcast app that catches all the podcasts I listen to, and then I have an app that just does you guys.
Okay.
And that's the app I open first because I want to know what's up. And if there's a new app, great. I'm listening immediately. If there's not, I'm listening to the last app that's in there. Boom. I'm re-listening.
Why the two different apps?
Because I have one Hollywood Handbook dedicated app.
Okay.
I've got one app. And you can change. You know, you can change app names. So I've got a podcast app that's just called The Boys.
Mm.
It's an app dedicated to you guys. So, yes, boys I'm out. Familiar with the project.
Yeah.
How it the boys originated. Are in town. I'm familiar with Mary Holland's involvement. I'm familiar with Mackenzie Davis's involvement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
These are above the title names. These are bold-faced names.
Oh, yes. God.
And
yes.
They are both out. Like, I just want to be which, totally again, clear. Which, about
let
that.
Me be clear. Which is I'm
great.
Okay with
okay.
Great.
I'm okay
the
with
project.
I think they both have terrible reputations.
They didn't get.
I've met
they
them both.
Get it.
I dislike
Thank
them. I don't think they're. And I think they're. I'll say it. Not talented.
Nasty ladies and no talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was,
some
it was
people,
frustrating.
Some people, like, fulfill, like, the reason they're supposed to be there at that time, you know, and then move on. They did not do that even, and, like, did not even fulfill any initial purpose.
And, I mean, truthfully, I was kind of burning them off because when they signed on for the Happiest Seasons, Happiest Season of All, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, like, I signed them for, like, a two-picture deal. Uh-huh. So I was sort of, like, burning them off, you know, with Love and Santa.
Mm-hmm. Now you're
and
out
now
of that
so,
commitment.
Yeah, so you're like, okay, so we're good.
That. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I thought, you know, like, I'm glad Jason is here because it's kind of, like, new energy. That terrible movie is behind us. Like, both, you know, Happiest Season of All and...
Right.
I don't know.
A lot, couple bad movies.
I was so delighted to be invited. You know, Kevin emailed me and said, the boys have a business opportunity. Can you come on?
This is an emailing fool we have over here, it sounds like. Huh?
Oh, he emailed me again and said, another email from me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sorry to give you so many emails. He does that thing where he gives you a lot of front stuff just to get to the business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Hey man,
he softens you.
A lot of
he works the body.
Know, yeah.
Yeah.
Until
Hope
you're
you
out
had
of
a
wind.
Good weekend. I went and saw Fast and Furious, Fast 10. So good. Loved it.
Yeah.
Hope you're well.
Best
Remember,
one yet.
We got a podcast coming up today in just a few and it's a lot. And I just am like, dude, I just want to know, where's the studio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually when somebody says this could have been an email, they're referring to like a long meeting or something. Mm-hmm. But with Kevin, what they're referring to is 20 to 30 emails.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, this could have been an email.
Yeah.
You know, that's the feeling that I have a lot with him. I feel like
Kevin's doing a thing where if you stitch all of his first paragraphs together, it's a bit of creative writing.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Without all the business elements, yeah. Like, he's forging friendships, I think.
Uh-huh.
It's wow.
And a croissant. That,
right? And a croissant.
Yeah.
And a croissant.
A cross sticks.
Yeah.
It's a lacrosse stick.
Yes, it's the first... The first letter of every subject line, if you stitch them together, okay. Right? Like spells out a message.
Yeah.
I want to talk about podcasts and sort of the role that they can serve in this moment as the writers are on strike. Like you said, productions are shutting down.
Pencils down.
And so I...
Hollywood's a union.
When we talked about potentially converting this property into a podcast, I was skeptical at first, that thought it might be sort of undermining what like some of the writers are doing, like trying to like get into the void that's being left and...
No, of like, course. Make some money. Of course there are opportunists that are going to cynically get involved with podcasts because they can't do something else. What I'll say about this project for us is, sure, we saw it as a movie. We have been unable to put frame one of a film together. Mm-hmm. We've actually been able to finish three podcasts about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, is that the universe telling me something?
I think so.
Right?
Well, Clea, what you said about how the human brain needs stories to survive and how to step away and actually stop writing in this moment and not try to sell something some other way would be like committing genocide, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Starving the human race. Yes. Yeah. No. You get brain hunger, story hunger, you know, and if creatives are not sharing and are not expressing in some way, not only will we go batty, end up in a rubber room, padded room, jacket, you know, fancy jacket on the what's the fucking thing called?
The straight jacket?
No.
Tuxedo?
that's closer.
Wetsuit?
It might be a wetsuit, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like fancy. A wetsuit is rubber, and in a rubber room, you'd wear a rubber suit.
Yeah, right. Sure.
So a wetsuit in a rubber room.
Yeah,
wetsuit in a rubber room. What people say.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need a straitjacket once you're in a rubber room.
No.
And so we do have to pick the pencils back up, and people say scab, like that's like a bad thing, because like without that you're just like bleeding everywhere.
An enormous essential part of healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise you'll bleed out.
And the town's wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a deep wound running through the center of this industry right now. So that won't heal without a scab.
No. And also we are approaching a holiday that I don't feel we have any sort of content around, which is
Father's Day, which I think you guys can really
doing Love and Santa with like a couple weeks of lead time before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And then it was going to be a St. Patrick's Day Friday, and then I think Easter? Were we going for Easter?
Santa was coming back from having OD'd next to Carson's pool.
That's right. And we blew through all of those deadlines. Yeah. I was sort of thinking we're sort of coming back on like a nice cushion before Christmas.
Oh.
But your ambition, like I love that ambition. Like let's hit Father's Day. We have a few weeks.
And I think we do our best work under pressure.
We came hungry to this. Mm-hmm.
And also capitalize on the moment.
Yeah.
Right now, people are starving for something.
Yeah.
I mean, they're they're opening up all of their apps. They're turning on everything where they watch stuff, and they've got like zero to watch.
The dads, zero especially. To listen.
And dads have never been hotter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, dad bod.
Dads are dad bod.
Moment. Dad bod, remember,
dad bod just started blowing
up. I just remember dad bod like started. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's what a great idea. Yeah. Conceptually, like that there are dads who have bods.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There's a specific
and there's so much
body.
Swimming with the movie.
With the movie. The movie's a huge swimming movie.
And Father's Day is a big swim day.
Oh, we did.
Well, because everybody swims with dad on Father's
Day. Dad's in the pool, you know? Splash him a little bit. Yeah. He splash you back.
He's tossing you in there.
Yeah, he'll throw you.
No matter where you are in the country, you're going to be spending the day in water with your dad. It's a lake. It's the ocean. Mm-hmm. It's a swimming hole. It's a pool. That's the day.
Yeah. And if we get to December and Christmas, I'm sort of worried that the strike could be over by then, and like then people might be like trying to buy other stuff, and like that would that would be a huge problem. That would be a huge problem for us if people were like in the market for other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cleo, you haven't seen it, but I've emailed you 6 times. Can you move your microphone a little closer to your mouth?
Like this?
Wow, that was perfect. Thank you.
It's the kind of thing, Kevin, that if everybody was wearing headphones, they could have measured for themselves.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
No. Yeah.
I've already emailed.
It's not really a Kevin thing. They made us feel very foolish for wearing headphones the first time we came in
here. Why? Because you're on camera and they don't want you wearing headphones on camera?
So they didn't even have headphones on offer, and we were like, hey, can we have headphones?
It doesn't feel like you're recording, does it, without the cams?
Honest to God, I'm assuming we haven't started yet, have we?
Right.
You
could say that in a good way, like, oh, it Casey. Doesn't even feel like we're like recording a podcast,
yeah,
but it's actually
talking
quite
to our buddies.
Bad. Yeah,
yeah.
No, we don't mean that
for
in
this show
way
it's
at
bad.
All.
Yeah.
But, and then we just had a episode with Amir Blumenfeld, who owns this entire shop, and he was like, you guys don't wear headphones? Like, where are the headphones? You guys don't wear headphones? We don't want to get anyone in trouble.
This is a lot of mixed messaging.
Yeah.
So the head of the company?
Yes.
Wanted headphones and is asking you guys as if you're the people saying no headphones?
The environment here is so unbelievably toxic.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it. Yeah. That's what we were trying to get out of by being in person. Yeah. Yes. And now we're just like in the center, in the hub of toxicity.
I could have just done this on Zoom and not had to have the person at the reception desk swab my nasal cavity so hard.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, I can do this myself.
They don't have to go that high anymore.
I can do this myself. And she was like, no, I'll do it.
Yeah. I insisted on doing it myself, and she shoved my hand up my nose.
She grabbed your wrist.
Yeah.
And no, she said, we got it when there's a little bit of blood on the swab.
Is Anya here? Or she just took some of our did she take the blood and she left?
I think, she usually takes the blood and then she goes.
Did she actually leave?
I don't know. Since we started recording,
okay, keep
I haven't
talking.
Had
I
tabs
see if
on
she's
her.
Here so she can.
Yeah.
I just need her to share what happened to me when I took my test earlier.
Yeah, it's. Oh, he's got locked in. No, but it's just they obviously want you to be uncomfortable. There's some desire.
Is Hayes mad?
He seems. Did he?
Like bringing up the test thing really seemed. He like could not. Like get up and out. Did I say something? Did I get someone in trouble? Is he firing someone right now?
I don't think he can. I mean, we've been put in the position where we're told often that we will be fired.
Oh,
like
oh, okay.
And, which like at this point I'm like, fucking go ahead.
Yeah. Wow.
Like fire my ass.
Yeah.
Like do your worst. I was doing fine before HeadGum. Not that good. But okay.
I was
going to
say, were you?
Yeah.
I was doing bad, but okay. I was, but I made my way here and I'll get back on my belly and slither somewhere else.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
okay.
That's just what it is. So, go ahead and fire me. But maybe Hayes is going to cause that to happen now.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Great.
Were you just yelling at someone out there? Like, did we just get someone in trouble?
Well, we can just talk about it.
I didn't mean, hi Anya. I wasn't trying to start trouble for anybody.
We were just talking a little bit about the testing process here and some of what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
So something really scary happened to me before.
Yeah.
And I took my COVID test.
Yeah.
and you were watching me the whole time, I guess, to make sure I was doing it right or something.
Right.
And can you describe what happened to me?
Yeah, so your swab broke off the end of it, and you looked at me like it was my fault.
It was in my nose.
And it was just like kind of sticking out of your nose.
It broke off.
And then you looked at me, and I was like, you'll be fine.
A whole shard of it broke off.
Oof. Yeah.
Well, and then she mouthed,
sure
it worked.
Everything out?
And
it
was then she mouthed, scary. It worked, it worked. To someone who I couldn't see, who was like behind the counter somewhere, crouched down.
And there could still be, I actually am not sure, there could still be shrapnel in my...
That's the thing you got to be careful
inside
of.
My nose. And my, and microplastics. It's like, the this entire place is like coated in microplastics.
This place.
Yes, it's freaking loud.
I asked before I came here, is it BPA free? Mm. Is the studio BPA free? I was told yes, but I think probably not.
It's BPA free free.
Interesting.
Should
That's
we
what it is.
Check and see if there's anything in your nose now or?
Any pieces?
Yeah.
Any
she would love pieces? That, huh?
Yeah.
After how far she went into Jason's and the way she grabbed
she was
Clea's wrist.
She jamming it up my nose like crazy and said, "Still, sit still, sit still." I was very uncomfortable.
You were in a meeting before when you came in here, when I asked you to come in here?
Yeah.
You were in a meeting? What was the meeting about?
It was about how we dynamically insert the HeadGum stingers onto this
show. You were dynamically inserting a huge piece of shrapnel into my...
into Hayes's damn brain.
Yeah, that's the second part of the meeting. We didn't get to that part yet. Okay.
I just needed confirmation for what happened. It was so crazy and so scary and dangerous.
I was standing right next to you, and I honestly blocked it out. Like, when you said, let's go talk about what happened during my COVID test, I was like, wait, nothing happened. And then when you started describing it, it was like the memory came rushing back to me of, like, seeing my friend, who I care a lot about, have a COVID swab essentially explode inside of his head. Like, it was fucking rigged to blow.
It almost felt like it was a prank. Like, was it a prank swab? Like, was it supposed to be
funny? Like a prank environment?
Well, so Jason's right. We were kind of hoping you were going to do them on camera, but we didn't catch the prank. So, like, now that we this were is, just like, let's scrap
this
it.
This is like prank wars all over again.
Yeah. I mean, it's so disgusting. It's so toxic. Like, you can take Amir and Jake out of the prank wars, but you can't take the prank wars out of Amir and Jake.
Mm-hmm. They're synonymous, you know.
Well,
Jake got pranked essentially to death. He doesn't exist anymore. Wow. He's gone.
R.I.P.
To do the prank thing over there where there are no cameras was a bad call. Kind of like in pre-production, that was like something we talked about.
Do you know how Marty like looks a lot like Jake?
Is that creepy that? Or what? Like, he's replacing
Jake? I feel
Jake?
Like they brought Marty in, like, to be Jake's double, and people were like, that's not Jake. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is some other guy that works here
he's
now.
He's another co-founder. Yeah. They had to create a new...
Really?
But we have to talk about Love and Santa, Anya. I'm so sorry. We'd like...
Do you want me to get Marty in here now?
Nah, I can't. We got to talk about Love
really
and Santa.
We really have to get into this project.
And we need to have, like, an internal conversation about that. Like, we really have to, like...
Well, I'll be in there in a meeting.
Okay.
And so if you guys want to meet us in there afterwards.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
No, thank you.
So that was really scary, what happened to me.
You should talk to a lawyer.
Let's get it.
We're
like,
not allowed to.
I mean,
that's like part of the contract.
And usually people have like an idea for
it's
a
all
lawyer
settled by
that.
Arbitration. Like anything everything? That like they just kept talking about arbitration. Like,
class action. We need like
internal arbitration, which to me, I'm like, it doesn't seem good for us.
It seems like you guys are in a bad deal.
Yeah.
But I
for love and Santa,
any, I feel like any if idea, this does any, well, like, it can maybe get you out of it.
This
so
is the,
it, like
the,
if love and Santa
that's
takes
the
off,
love and Santa is the path.
Like
you
I
know?
Really do. I really believe that this could, you know, get you out of this toxic and dangerous environment.
If we were kind of
viral
hoping,
in one moment. Hayes,
I almost don't even want to like jinx it like that because I want to go viral so much.
If it went legitimately viral, I would straight up tell HeadGum and all the monsters here to fully kiss my grits.
Wow.
I would say that. I would just say it.
But you would say
there'd be
if it went
nothing...
viral.
Well, otherwise, you know, I mean, I'm just...
Yeah. But you are saying it here now on the stream. So people could clip this and make it viral.
They could. Well, me saying kiss my grits goes viral. Is that going to...
And Kevin probably wouldn't choose... Kevin's choices for like what to clip are like some of the least viral shit.
Yeah. He's... Yeah. He's like actively fighting virality.
The antidote. Let's put it that way. Yeah. What Kevin clips is the antidote.
The clips are antibiotic.
Antibiotic clips. <Yeah. laughs>
They're fighting the virus for sure.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys discuss HeadGum's studio rules on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles May 30th with special guest Mary Holland at the Dynasty Typewriter. And if you can't make it to the show, you can watch the live stream for up to a week. The ticket links for that are in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Clea and Jason at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this add before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult. But Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions, yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription and the other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I think when we started to do Love and Santa back in December was when we were sort of thinking about like making a deal, like we're talking to HeadGum and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think the hope was that we could just like use Love and Santa or like use HeadGum to kind of drive up the right. Love and Santa deal a little bit. But Love and Santa has been such a disaster that it has actually ended up...
It's radioactive. It's a radioactive property. I mean, it was actually... It was put into the deal points that like HeadGum would not be associated with Love and Santa.
Yes.
So like, and this episode doesn't even count towards our contract with them.
And every time a new version of Love and Santa was proposed, your deal went down several thousand dollars is what I also heard.
That's right.
There weren't a lot to spare.
Well, I'm broke, so I need this. I need this.
Good. I'm glad.
Now that the strike is on, I mean, if I can be involved in any way, I'm on board.
Dude, yes, we need you. We need some fresh eyes on this thing.
So what this is, the core elements are, it's a Swimply.
You didn't hear about Swimply?
No.
Swimply is out. Swimply is out.
Okay.
And I'm not going to blame it completely on Mackenzie, but she didn't help. But I did secure someone new.
Okay.
A new investor, Swamply, which it's people renting. It's same concept, but they are swamps.
They're
which
renting
I think
it, their swamp.
They're renting
which I actually think is better. I think it is better.
How is it better? Because I don't see people as enthusiastic about renting a swamp as they would be about renting like a nice pool.
You think that, but it's like pools, like everybody goes, like everybody has a pool.
Yeah,
you know?
That's,
like,
yes, that's what makes Swimply so smart. Yes. People really want to swim in a pool.
Yes, but have you ever swam in a swamp?
There's bugs and stuff.
Exactly, but it's just, it's giving people new experiences.
Exactly.
What's nice about a swamp, what is nice about a swamp, I will say, is like you can rent that swamp, party hard, trash the place,
right.
Walk out, and it'll just,
they don't even know the difference.
It's up to the bottom.
It's no rules.
Yeah, you never hear about swamp pollution.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or saving them. No one, truly no one gives a fuck.
No. That's cool about the swamp. It's like driving an old beater around town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like a status symbol of its own in a way.
Oh, you know scratch what I mean? On my ride.
Yeah.
And make yourself comfortable. Got plenty of company.
It gives more specificity, I think, also just to the store. Like, it sets a tone
that, Santa, that I think that we were Santa's missing in a swamp.
Yeah.
That Santa ODs in a swamp.
Yes.
And that they're having, I guess, a Father's Day event. All fathers,
so they're
right?
Not gonna,
no kids.
So
no kids.
It's Father's Day. They're not going to go to Carson's for Father's Day this year. They go every year, but they promise they're not going to go to Carson's.
We always
for
say
Father's
we're not going to go. We always end up going. I'm not caving this year. Yes. I'm not going to Carson's for Father's Day. I'm going to a swamp.
And so instead,
how about I'm going to the swamp?
And that's why we bring Jason in. You know I'm mean? Going to the swamp.
Make it feel more like a destination, not just any old swamp. I'm going to the swamp.
Okay. And now I want to go.
Yeah. Who doesn't? If you feel like there's only one, it's like the North Pole.
The swamp.
You know, Santa goes to the North Pole.
Right.
It doesn't go
this
to
the
like
swamp.
A pole.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can figure out if we can take like whatever swamp we end up like scouting and like is right if we can make that like the swamp like
huge.
That's huge.
There is only one on the site currently because it is like it is a startup.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. We have to use
so the Swamply.
Is it booked at all?
It is pretty booked, but they have some windows. They have some windows,
but it's a podcast. I don't know that we need the swamp. But I love it to sound authentic.
Thinking about podcasts and Jason, like you having some expertise on this, the combination of podcasting and airboats.
Love it.
Yes?
I love it.
Okay. That was a huge concern for me.
I don't think it should be at all.
Okay.
I think that's additive to the project.
It's like the loudest way to move.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any kind of fan boat, any kind of, I think what people are craving inside of content is authenticity.
Okay.
That is the most important thing right now.
Yeah.
And I think they
fake.
Know. Because
we can barely
this is all
get
bullshit,
the
man. Look at this shit. This is fake, man.
But that's the thing is, you're really kicking that real table. And that people know.
That
they're
crazy.
Listening to this and they can hear that. Now, if you were saying, just dump those sound effects in, the modern audience is hip to all this manufactured bullshit.
Well, this is Mr. Toilet Flush. I mean, you remember he wanted a real toilet flush in the can.
When I walked in here, I said, is the bathroom mic'd? What's mic'd in here? Mm-hmm. Now I know the bathroom is not mic'd, which I think is a huge mistake for myriad reasons.
But did you notice they answered too fast?
Yeah.
Before you...
And they said, no, why? What did you hear? And I said, no, what I heard is I want there to be flushes when I want flushes.
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta have that flush sound available. It should be real. It should be authentic
and it should be,
to
for
the
me,
space.
They said, no, why? What did I hear? I mean, what did you hear?
And also, what would be, think about this. Wouldn't it be great if you're doing the show in here, right? And there's a green light that goes on. Boom. That means someone's in there.
Uh-huh,
so now you know there's going to be a flush soon.
Yeah.
So now you can kind of, you can play to that. impending flush.
Right.
You know? You can start seeding stuff. You can start playing with whoever's in the bathroom. They don't even know.
Like the airplane. That's the fun of the airplane.
Building the anticipation
for that catharsis.
When you're on the plane and you see the light turn green to red.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And everyone just kind of leans forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know what's up.
Yeah. What's thrilling to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily about the flush itself, but withholding the flush until they crave the flush.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And
people
then,
at home
and
are
then whether
gagging
you flush
for
or
the
not,
flush. They cannot, they can't contain it.
If
I'm just on the pod listening at home, the minute I know there's a flush coming, I need to go to the, you're making people have cravings of their own or impulses of their own. I would need to go to the bathroom. Think of how like effective that would be to really control the habits of your listener. If you could put some of that into Love and Santa, the podcast.
Mm. To force someone to go to the bathroom against their will.
Now think about that in terms of the swamp.
Right.
That's why, sorry, not to bring this full circle.
The swamp
is
nature's
toilet. In the swamp.
Right.
Yeah. That's why you record on a fan boat.
And the fan boats are part of
it. It drains into the swamp.
You said there's only one swamp. Is what kind of swamp? Is this like a Cajun
kind of
swamp?
Oh, yeah. Is it a bayou
situation? Yeah, it's a bayou situation.
Oh, that's great. Cajun Santa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's a Santa we never get to see.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Santa making gumbo. Santa doing crawdads.
Yeah.
Santa, like a Cajun Santa, like a bayou Santa. We've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gators instead of reindeer. Mm-hmm. I mean,
huge.
Donair.
Huge.
Yeah, right?
Same names?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
Well, we can't change this. Because we have to be really careful too about what we change on the record.
Oh, okay.
So
I see.
We got to keep those names.
So that's right. So we can't change. So as writers, we can't change any writing because pencil's down.
Right.
Pencil's down.
So it is what it is.
Right.
But we can kind of nudge the pencil.
Yeah.
It's down. I'm not picking it up.
Yeah.
But gosh, if it makes a mark on the script and kind of just puts a little parenthetical Cajun accent in some of these lines.
Yeah.
A lot of them would work. Are we doing anything with giant Bin Laden? Was the giant robot Bin Laden coming
Big
out of the
Laden,
ocean?
You mean?
Big Laden.
Big Laden.
Osama Bin Laden.
I'll be honest. I was nervous. I was being asked here to play Osama Bin Laden. So thrilled that that hasn't come across the transom. But I think in a movie like this, he's somebody that was known to hide in places like the caves of Tora Bora.
Like this.
So why wouldn't he maybe be in a swamp?
Well, he's hiding in caves and I believe got dumped into the ocean.
Correct.
And as we just said, it drains into the swamp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it could be just the corpse of Big Laden.
Well, he's back.
Perfectly preserved by the swamp, the powers of the swamp, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The sulfurs and the bubbling ooze that comprises the swamp is given new life.
Something that we didn't really get to last time was
Swamp Zombie Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Before it was the ocean, now it's the swamp. He raises out of the swamp and then what? Like I think we got so caught up.
We had it was something like
we
were updating some of the concepts. It was SEAL Team 6.
And that's where Sean came in.
Oh no!
And
no,
Sean,
no, it was a single. It was one person whose name was Neil Team 6.
Yes, it was Neil
Team 6.
But then I think the problem was that it was a 6-year-old.
So you
guys were possibly saying it could be a 16-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I would play
it. And then you would play it. I don't listen to the episodes because they are so painful to live through. So
try being on the other end of them. Some of the shit you're doing during some of them, man.
I'm not taking the bait.
There's no bait here. Like we're just having a very
but there
honest
should be
conversation.
A bait shop.
There should be.
There
bait.
Has to
we're
be at the swamp.
There should
there
be
has
a lot
to be at
of
the
and
swamp.
Bait to
yes,
the swamp.
Yes, yes,
you
yes,
get
yes,
bait.
Yes,
you rent
yes.
the fan boat. Like that is the That is the between civilization and the deep swamp.
Yeah.
This is the last vestige of what, and it's just somebody, like a Shalhoub or somebody runs the bait shop or something.
I love it. Yes. Yeah, Shalhoub's there.
If you've worked with Amazon, if we can get a thing where you can just like click and just like get bait,
bait just comes out of the podcast or whatever.
Yeah. I feel like they're working on that technology. It's only subscribe and save right now.
Okay.
So I think for singular orders, like that's not going to happen. But but people are going, swamp season is long.
Ace is right in the sense that you should be able to click inside the podcast for products.
Well, this is what I'm wondering. Like, we're talking about this as a podcast, but it's feeling very visual to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's feeling very exciting visually.
So a visual podcast, which I'm is essentially what we're doing currently.
I'm wondering if we have AI animate this.
Oh, interesting. Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
I've seen it make like
and I
Captain
know
America and Aquaman race each other on like motorcycles and they both explode. Yeah. Like I've seen it do some pretty killer stuff.
I know, and they get the fingers and teeth weird and stuff, but isn't that kind of good for swamp
this,
zombie,
for like swamp lotted? For swamp zombie being big lotted, it's like
Bing Laden.
Bing Laden
for AI, that AI could actually be like into that if we're like trying to sweeten the deal for the AI.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Big Laden is? Because the man himself was large.
I know.
So like,
to say that he's big
really connotes something.
Well,
quite
before
large.
He was rising up out of the ocean. Now he's rising up out of the swamp.
So it is a kaiju kind of thing.
Yeah, but like the swamp is like not. It's kind of not that big.
Swamp's not as big. Yeah,
and I think it's kind of pretty shallow.
But I think that's
so
good.
Maybe he's like 7'1".
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Before I was thinking he was like 400 or like.
Then we can't call it. Then we can't call him Big Lotted.
If he's just seven
little
one?
Bigger.
7'1" is big.
But how tall was he?
He was
like six,
he
was, seven.
Yeah, he
yeah,
was. Like,
I know,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you met Bin Laden, like the difference between him being 6'7".
We're making him
seven,
wider,
one.
Yes. We're making him wider. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Yes. We don't want like a Yao situation where like his feet are like giving up on him, but like before he's done with
before
the move.
He's able
his
to
feet
do
are
the,
giving
yeah.
up on
his
him.
Feet gave up.
They just don't have faith in his abilities anymore.
They quit, man.
The feet were done.
The feet had some quit in them.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
They walked.
Boo.
So Bin Laden rises out of the
swamp.
Here,
you're with us. You're safe.
Santa fights Bin Laden. I guess that was the thing that I really got hung up on. He comes out of the swamp.
Yeah.
And then... Well, what does Santa do? Like, Santa fights him.
Well, I want to say this just to explore it, and maybe it's not the idea. Maybe it's the idea that gets us to the idea. But so we're going to see Big Laden.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to expect him to be a baddie.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he's there to help Santa?
Okay.
And deliver presents.
Wow.
Wow.
Big Laden is delivering presents.
Big Laden has
so,
to deliver
I mean,
presents.
It's interesting.
Santa died. Who will drive the sled?
Who would you expect less to step into that role but Big Laden?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but that's what I'm saying is like the fact that it's surprising, the fact that you couldn't predict it, isn't that what makes this a story worth telling?
Yeah.
Like... we've seen Santa deliver presents.
Mm-hmm.
That's check that one off. You know, we've got enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Santa OD in a swamp, and then Big Laden rises out in some kind of zombie form. He's the only one that can drive the sleigh, and he makes Christmas happen.
But I just want to make clear what you're saying. It's not that Santa ODs in the swamp, goes into the swamp, and then emerges as Big Laden.
No.
This isn't a transformation. The swamp doesn't transform him.
No, and the timing is coincidental.
Okay.
The timing is, that's a little movie magic, and we may want to bolster that this is a special day in the swamp or something, or it's got extra juices.
Well, is it Father's Day?
Yeah.
You know?
He has to deliver.
Both of them are fathers, Santa and Big Lotta.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
It's what unites them. Maybe there's some shared magical thread that connects the two of them.
Mm-hmm. And the story of like someone that doesn't understand the spirit of the holiday, like taking over for Santa, like honestly, who is grinchier?
Right.
Than Big Lotta.
Is there a bigger real life Grinch in our modern American history than Big Lotta? You know?
I don't
Another so. Scrooge, a greater Scrooge I cannot think of.
Yeah.
He makes the real Grinch used to like kind of like kick his dog on the butt like a little bit. Not even like that much.
Yeah.
It was bad.
He was rough with him.
He
was
definitely rough with him.
He was rough with him, but also the dog was resilient. There was a relationship there.
Do you want to like, you know, in a Grinchy kind of, do you want to tie it too much to Santa and a Christmas Carol? And these, like, do you want Big Laden saying things like "Bah humbug"? Do you want to lean into those tropes, or is this truly like a Father's Day? Once Santa is dead, we're not even engaging in Christmas storytelling anymore.
Well, should he absorb sort of some of Santa's magic and then also absorb maybe some of his Cajun influence that I think we're going to miss, you know, in the second half of the movie if we don't keep that alive? And I'd love to have him say "Bah humbug," something like that. Copyright issues, I don't know if he could. He probably could say something like "Drink athletic greens." Mm-hmm. AG1 is full of vitamins.
Wait, hold on. This feels like an ad.
It's a podcast.
That's a podcast, like, man.
But yeah. Have you ever listened to a podcast?
You're
in middle holding up a
Didn't
jar
you see the sign?
Full of green and is this a dynamic ad being placed inside the show?
I'm just dynamically inserting his greens.
I'm feeling a lot more dynamic now that I've got all these unique vitamins and minerals blended into one simple powder. That's coming.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's coming. That
would be great.
We've been talking to fake Jake, talking to Marty out there about it.
The Cajun thing, I was just looking up, I just like to do due diligence, you know, like I trust you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or at least I think you think what you're saying is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like I, you know, just gotta check.
Okay.
There is a Swamply. There is only one Swamply location. That was all accurate. It is like pretty booked up, but there are windows. That's all correct.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say exactly where. You said it was a Cajun swamp, which I guess it is. It's in Santa Fe, which is considered. I love Santa Fe.
That's
and, like,
great.
Any
it's
excuse to like go. I love the Gorgeous. Different jewels and like
the mesas.
Yes. Well,
Breaking Bad.
That's Albuquerque, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So close, though. Do they ever drive through, you know?
Just the fact that there's a swamp, that's where the swamp is, I don't know if it's naturally occurring. Doesn't look like it. It looks like a very big spill of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's Cajun in Santa Fe, I almost were just even looking at it, I almost worried that whatever spilled has, like, made people there Cajun in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, to be clear, no one can go in the swamp.
Okay.
We can't touch the liquid that is, can't even legally call it water in the swamp.
Yeah. Okay.
But, and we need to stay, maybe 100 yards to be safe away from the swamp. So we'll have to do a lot with the camera.
Okay.
Which, you know, might be a case to keep it a podcast just because of the proximity to the swamp. Like we could put like
no
a boom
visual
pole,
element,
you know, that reaches so we can hear the swamp. But
I'd love to hear my director say we'll have to do a lot with the camera.
That's
like, yeah.
Well, but to be clear, we are, I believe, talking about a podcast.
Yeah, and then, like, she's talking about the camera.
Okay.
That gets my mind turning. We had also discussed at one point having AI animate the podcast to provide a visual element.
It's happening again.
I think the AI thing is, you know, that's distracting everybody from the real conversation that needs to be had. You know, it just feels like something that's getting floated out here,
right,
so that we get distracted and talk about AI a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I mean, I'm here because I think the, like, long form narrative podcast potential in what you guys are talking about is limitless.
Right. And that's where it's at still. Like, why just have people like sit down and just like talk and like not put money into the front end of a podcast?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And like, also like a podcast, like really finally a podcast that's about something.
Yes.
That gives you something that isn't just idiots sitting around talking about something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it's really like, oh no, here is a, here's, how about this? Here's storytelling. Right. Remember it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We used to think this was important.
We used to gather around a fire and tell stories.
Mm-hmm. And it's no longer pretending that you have friends hanging out with you when you're in your car. It's pretending that you're watching a movie that has no pictures, that's not as well executed.
Yes.
Like, that's the fucking future,
theater,
man.
Of the mind.
That's podcast. Right.
That's podcast.
Right?
Yes.
That's podcast.
That's podcasting.
And that's a real toilet flush.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? That's so cool, man. Yeah, I'm inspired now. I think you're right. We're
so,
distracted.
But are we going, like, this is my question. You say we need the authenticity. We can't get, you said 100 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's some wiggle room there?
We have some wiggle room to be further away.
Mm-hmm.
So anything more than 100 feet works.
Yeah.
Which is like a lot.
Well, we're much more than 100 feet from it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just had mics on the swamp, you know, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hearing all the gurgling and the bubbling and the splooshing.
The mics are like,
we
have to be so far away. We're negotiating ourselves farther away from the swamp.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know like how we're going to get the splooshing sounds. I would love to get something like just the effect of like Big Laud and like rising out of it. I do think we need. We don't have a Big Laud, and still Jason is kind of like, that seems like that's,
I don't
like
think
a
we
red
should.
Line for
yeah.
him.
No, we should, so. Yeah, we should jump ship on that one.
Yeah. Let's
the thing that
not
I
even
feel like is
we can't even
dangerous
part of this.
Is I feel like Clea and I are here telling you guys how it can be done,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving me a lot of why it can't be done. And I'm wondering, I guess, are you committed, Clea, to doing this project with these guys? Because there are other podcasts, other podcast networks, other people podcasting who would like love to figure out the problems, not just establish them for you and let you flail around in the solution.
I would love that.
Oh,
I haven't been invited on any other podcasts.
Got it.
So it's
got
not
it.
It's not okay. for lack of desire mm-hmm. on my part. It's lack of interest in.
Interesting.
I think the COVID test went a little too high up on this guy. He's got some bad ideas, you know. You don't want to listen to any of that, you know. Us identifying problems is a huge feature of working with us. We see the issue before it becomes an issue,
right?
And we iron it out. Is it a pleasant process? Is it nice to spend time with us?
Mm.
Absolutely not. But that's not what the work is about.
And that's what they keep telling me. And that's why I'm still here.
It's tough. It's tough. You know, because I'm like, I'm here, like, I want to roll up my sleeves and get my hands dirty on making this. And even like the reality of like, oh, it's not a pool anymore. It's a swamp. That is negative. But I'm trying to see it only as a positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an opportunity to tell a swamp story rather than a pool story.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? More people listening to podcasts right now have headphones on and are sitting next to a swamp
mm-hmm.
than are sitting mm-hmm. next to a pool.
Yeah.
And we need to be making podcasts for the swamp people, not the pool people. That's why we're pencils down, because it's too many pools. I'm tired of putting more pools in Ted Sarandos' backyard.
Yes.
The guy's got 9 pools.
Mm-hmm.
The pool peoples are the one that
the
shut
pool
down
are the
this
problem.
Industry because they don't want to pay the swamp people
yeah.
enough to keep
pay the swamp people.
Nice.
Pay the swamp people. We're just looking for 2% for the swamp people from the 1% pool people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I do think we should have Kevin make the swamp noise of Bin Laden emerging from
now. We should have him do it.
I think
now?
We should have him do it just to see if we actually do need to go there. I love what you said about a long form narrative podcast, and just hearing long made me think like, God, we can make this so fucking long, right?
Absolutely.
Like, we could do it forever. Like, why?
You 500 know. Episodes at least, which seemingly is forever.
Yeah, 500 episodes. Like,
if every episode is Bin Laden giving a present to a different father, that is like
so many.
To a dad millions. For Father's Day.
Yeah,
that's so millions of episodes. Many.
Yeah,
you do like a quantum leap style, like
great
touch by type thing.
Yeah, and it can, like, so you can go through time
as a story.
Bin Laden could go back and give every father to dads throughout from different history. Time.
Yes, yes, it's episodic. Yes, it's serialized. Yes, 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 yes. Like everything is coming together. Like it that's so fucking epic, guys. We've got to hear Kevin make this sound.
We got to, Kevin. And I think the other thing that is, I feel like, because it's such a fixture of all great podcasts, is you're going to need a theme song. We're going to need a theme song for this show, you know, or this, I guess it's a show, you know, something that really gets at all of these salient points so that the audience knows exactly what they're about to watch going forward, right?
This is why you get Jason. Yeah. And I love that. Yes. And are you angling to write it?
No, I'm not the music person. I think though somebody in this fandom, somebody certainly is gonna send this to you.
Yeah.
The swamp I'm just reading is salient as
oh,
well.
Oh, good, good.
And it's pointy.
As long
also,
as it's not so sentient, that would be great.
It's I think it's just it's packed with salience.
So whenever you want to make the sound, Kevin, we're rolling.
It's a theme sound. Mm-hmm. Yeah, theme thinking. Sound. So if we could get the theme sound.
And it's one of those things, too, when you hear it, you're like, I know I'm about to hear my favorite thing.
Yeah.
You know, and just and also just like what he says.
It's Pavlovian. Yeah. It's Pavlovian.
It's Pavlovian.
Yes, yes, yes. You begin drooling for your podcast dinner.
Pavlov's dog. It's from Pavlov's dog.
It's Pavlov's dog.
And what he says, of course, like his, like, his big line when he... When he comes out of the swamp.
Yeah. Okay, we get Kevin, we've stalled the theme enough. Sound. Do you have the sound?
Oh, my.
Okay.
That's the sound of Bin Laden.
He just kind of slips out of the swamp, like, very silently and pretty quickly.
It sounds so quiet and mellow, too.
Can we get just a little sound? He's very big. He's like at least 7'1".
And I think we're it's brave to not do the accent.
Thank you. Oh, my.
Is it too sensual? Like, I'm getting a little... Can we do it with maybe, like, 10% less?
This is a director's
eye. It's for dads.
This is a director's eye.
Yeah, for dads.
Oh, my.
That felt like you said, ow,
my.
Yeah. And I'm anticipating, ow, my what? So I think that's confusing.
Right. It's going to start everybody off. That's a good note.
Like, I'm...
Oh, my.
There's a little bit of Southern flair there, but
we have to stop.
It's not quite.
We have to stop.
We
have to stop.
Bye.
We have to stop. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.